The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station or Clear Channel Communications.
All right, we're coming up to Energize Green here in just a minute, and I'm Andrea Rideout.
And I'm Dan the Solar Man Lipinski.
That's right, and we are down at Elliott's Hardware this morning, and we're having a blast. There's a big event going on here today, Dan. Had you noticed?
Well, there's a crowd outside. I was trying to figure out. It wasn't for us. It's for...
You thought they all wanted to meet you?
Oh, I hope not.
No, they're here for the City of Dallas Quarterly Recycling Roundup.
Quarterly, not the half dollarly, but quarterly.
The quarterly, not dollarly. Weekly, not monthly, it's quarterly. That's right. And we're down here at Elliott's Hardware at 4901 Maple Avenue. This is right at Medical District Drive and Maple Avenue.
Right here on the corner.
That's right, right here in the corner. And we're having fun, and cars are already lining up, and they're turning in everything from tires to television sets.
I've been impressed with some of the stuff. Look at the trunk lids that are open.
Oh, my gosh. Then this is going to be fun. So everybody, please come down. And then when you're done turning in all your recyclables, we want to see you. We're back here in the Elliott's Hardware store in the green department. Be sure you get your $5 off coupon that you'll get when you drop off some recycled goods. And you can spend that right back here in the
it's
green department.
Today.
It's good today only for $5 off a $25 purchase. And Dan, we've got all kinds of stuff here. We got Munster dog food we're giving away, chip clips, notepads, yard sticks, all sorts of things.
Movie tickets.
Well, the movie tickets now, you know what those are for? The first 50 City of Dallas residents who come through and turn in recycled goods are getting a pair of movie tickets.
Free movie tickets.
From the City of Dallas. That's very nice. And speaking of the City of Dallas, we've got Kevin LeFabre with us. Kevin LeFabre is the Sustainability Coordinator for the City of Dallas. Kevin, what's going on here?
I tell you, Andrea, it's pretty exciting. Super roundups. We do these quarterly, you know. And it's a great way for the citizens of not just the City of Dallas, but as well as, you know, our surrounding neighbors and people in the county to bring down their electronics, which, as we're becoming more and more aware, sometimes a little hard to get rid of because of the different components that make them up. So it's great to see people are lining up and doing the right thing and bringing these things down. Plus, you know, doesn't hurt to get them free movie tickets either.
Boy, that's for sure. I wish I could get a pair of movie tickets, but I'm afraid I'm exempt.
Yeah, they how about you and I go out for a movie later?
I tried to put on a, you know, like a gorilla mask and go out there and get some, but Renee wouldn't give me any.
Nah, she's pretty tight with those tickets.
I'm telling you. Oh, well, there's all kinds of other free goodies down here. We're having lots of fun, and that's what counts, right?
That's right.
And absolutely. We're saving the earth. We're saving the earth.
You know, that's really the big thing. You know, it's great to see all these people. You know, it's not something that, you know, just one or two people are worried about. I mean, the whole community in the City of Dallas really has come together to raise the level on environmental stewardship and responsibility, and it's great to see that.
Well, and one of the other neat things that's here is, folks, if you've got usable discards that could go to the Salvation Army, they've actually got stuff going on down here where you can bring those down, too. So if you've got your kids' old school clothes or shoes that didn't fit or whatever, bring them down. This is a great place to leave them and just make yourself feel good about it. And I guess you can take that off your taxes if you want to also. I'm not an accountant, but it seems like to me.
Usable building materials. If
oh,
you
yeah,
finish
that's
a project,
right. Habitat for Humanity.
They're here, so is the Salvation Army. These
that's
can
right.
go out and be reused again.
That's exactly right. So if you've got, you know, those light fixtures that you didn't need when you remodeled the garage or whatever, bring them down here. If you've got old doorknobs that are in, you know, the packaging still that you never used, bring them down here. Habitat for Humanity would sure love to have those.
Even some of the ones that you take off your house, if you're just upgrading, maybe you just want to do a new finish on the doorknobs and you get a whole new doorknob. I mean, you could even bring down the old used ones. I think as long as they're in good condition, they'll even take those or old windows. A lot of people have trouble recycling glass, and I mean, bringing down old windows that are still intact, that's a great way to help unload those and help a worthy cause like Habitat.
Well, and I read a neat project in Mother Earth News the other day that you can use old screen doors and old windows to build a greenhouse.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
a really neat thing. It's actually on their website, too, MotherEarthNews.com.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, so see, they will actually be used for something. They're not going to go into the landfill, and that's what we're all trying to do is keep those landfills empty.
Yes.
absolutely empty. Well, Dan, while we've got Kevin on the phone, why don't we talk a little bit about some other events that are going on? Now, we know about what's happening here today at Elliott's Hardware on Maple. This, again, is the City of Dallas Recycling Roundup. Come one, come all, we're having a blast. And Dan and I are going to be back in the green department for the next couple of hours. But there's also some other events going on around here. The North Central Texas Council of Governments on September 3rd, they've got a really neat deal going. Now, Dan, you're involved with the USGBC. They do this kind of stuff a lot, don't they?
Yes, they do.
And I want to recommend they've got a good website, which is the USGBC NorthTexas.org. That's right.
This is what happens when you get up and come down to an event this early.
That's right. Dan's not quite awake yet, Kevin, but that's okay.
That's all right.
We'll make up for it. Now, I know there's also an event on September 17th. This is the Green Operations Summit.
In Grapevine.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And then, Kevin, are you guys going to be going to the Fredericksburg event that's just right around the corner also?
I'd love to go down there, but I think I've actually got something planned that weekend with our energy efficiency and water conservation kits that we'll be distributing. So I won't be able to make it, but I'm sure other people around will be able to go.
Equally valid program.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool deal. Dan, what all's going on now? I know it's September 25th through 27th, and that's in Fredericksburg, Texas, and they call theirs also a roundup. It's the 10th Annual Renewable Energy Roundup and Green Living Fair. And what's happening?
It's in Fredericksburg, which is just south and west of Austin, just a little ways. It's out in the hill country. And they're going to have solar, wind, geothermal, water conservation, even things like straw bale construction. They have projects for the kids. They have tons of programs and free workshops. It's all weekend long, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, last weekend in September down in Fredericksburg.
Well, very cool. Kevin LeFevre, thanks for being with us. And we're going to have a blast here this morning, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Thanks, Andrea, for having me on. Dan, good to see you again.
You bet. And come on down, everybody. We're here at Elliott's Hardware for the next few hours at the City of Dallas Recycling Roundup. We want to see you. Come on.
How do you fight high energy costs? With big savings. The Department of Energy estimates that property insulating your home can cut your energy bills by up to 30%. And now you can also get a federal tax credit of up to $1,500 for boosting your insulation. These are the kind of savings that really add up. Plus, your home will be more comfortable, too. So there's never been a better time to insulate. And Garland Insulating can make it easy. The experts at Garland Insulating will help you choose from fiberglass insulation, cellulose insulation, or spray-in foam. They also offer other ways to reduce your heating and cooling costs, such as radiant barriers, attic tents, and more. So save energy with Garland Insulation today at 214-341-0254. That's 214-341-0254. Be sure to tell them you heard about them on Energize Green. Call 214-341-0254 today or visit youcanbuycoalnow.com.
Classic Super Roof, Roofs of Steel, has been in business since 1992. Don't allow the Texas weather to get the best of you. Protect your home with a metal roof and not like your granddad's. Get a Girard stone-coated steel roof that looks like thick cedar shakes or ceramic clay tiles. You can also have that Austin Hill Country look with their standing seam Mueller roofing panels. Call today or visit the website at superroof.com. There's a super roof near you weathering the Texas storms.
Hi, this is Andrea Rideout, and I wanted to tell you about a fantastic deal going on right now at Elliott's Hardware. Through a special purchase, Elliott's is offering Energy Star rated compact fluorescent light bulbs at the incredible price of 99 cents. Don't settle for cheap imitations. These are premium grade UL approved CFLs with an average life of 10,000 hours. They'll cast a soft, warm white light all over your home. Choose from a 13 watt or a hefty 23 watt and save from just under $50 to over $75 over the life of the bulb when compared to an old-fashioned incandescent. At just 99 cents each, they're an incredible deal, but only while supplies last. So hurry into Elliott's and get some today. That's Elliott's Hardware at Maple and Medical District Drive in Dallas, Coit and Park in Plano, or Kearney and East Galloway in Mesquite. 99-cent compact fluorescent light bulbs. Wow, that's energizing. Elliott's Hardware, making hardware easy. And now Elliott's is your store for going green.
Do you want to go green and save energy, but don't know what to do first? It's time for Energize Green with home improvement guru Ask Andrea, Andrea Rideout, and Dan the Solar Man Lipinski. They'll set you straight on the road to keen, green, and energy lean. And now, here are your hosts, Andrea Rideout, and Dan Lipinski.
Welcome to Energize Green today. We have a fantastic hour coming up for you. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, is going to be with us with Organic Gardening 101.
I could certainly use some of that.
That's right. And then Andrea Bond from Elliott's Hardware. Not Andrea. I'm the Andrea. She's the Andrea. That's right. Andrea Bond is going to be with us from Elliott's Hardware because that's where we actually are today. We are down at Elliott's Hardware. And then Dale Cox, who is with Garland Insulating, and they do some business with the Elliott's Hardware folks and are kind of involved in the event that we've got going on down here today. And Renee Chatham, she is actually the head honcho from the city of Dallas when it comes to recycling. She's down here today with her recycling outreach. They're taking in all kinds of products, and of course, we've been talking a lot about that, and we're going to talk more about it coming up. Ronnie Felderhoff of Munster Milling Dog Food's going to join in. Woof, woof, that's right. And for anyone who'd like to visit us down here at Elliott's Hardware, we've got some samples of Munster dog food. So come down and visit.
For the dog.
For the dogs, yeah. Not for people, but for the dogs. So come on down and visit us. We're down here on Maple Avenue. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours handing out free samples in the green department at Elliott's. It's kind of in the center of the store about halfway back. So come down. You'll see us. We're having lots of fun. Giving out lots of green samples.
Free prizes.
And free prizes. Lots of neat stuff from Energize Green. Well, what do you say, Dan? Why don't we get started with Howard Garrett?
Hello, Howard.
How are you doing?
I'm fine. How are y'all?
We are just tickled to have the genuine Dirt Doctor on Energize Green this morning.
Delighted to be with you. I enjoy spreading the word about organics because it works so well.
Well, you do an amazing job. I think you probably touch more people with organics than just about anybody else in the world.
Well, we try to, and the fun part about it is that more and more people are getting involved and finding out how well it works. Green is being talked about a lot, but the biggest part, the most important part of the green movement is the organic program because it saves money, saves water, and just works better.
Well, you know, as I've gotten to know you a little bit better over the last few months, I learned something kind of interesting about you. I did not know you were a landscape architect.
I am from Texas Tech and don't practice design that much anymore because of all the organic things that we're involved in. I'm also an arborist. Trees are my biggest love and the easiest plants of all to grow organically.
Well, and I know also you are the author of 14 books, which is absolutely amazing. I managed to get one done last year and have been struggling on a second one. It's a lot of work to write a book.
It is, and it's frustrating because it takes a long time. And for us, as soon as we finish a book and then it goes through the process of being published, you open it up and you see that it doesn't have the latest information. We keep learning new things every week. So
like publishing a map, by the time it goes to print, it's out of date.
Yeah, it's really a frustrating part of the deal. It's why the internet is so great now, because you can just change and update things on a daily basis.
But there's some parts that don't change.
No, the basic program stays the same. What has changed, Dan, the most in the organic thing that I recommend is that it gets easier and easier to do. The more we learn, the simpler it gets. We used to have all of these different products and techniques, and we worried about timing and everything. And the more we do organic landscaping and gardening and herb gardening and even interior plants, we find it just gets simpler and simpler.
Well, the term organic gets used an awful lot. What does that mean in plain English?
Simply means that we don't use any synthetic fertilizers at all, and we don't use any toxic pesticides. And I guess what surprises people the most about my latest recommendations is that I don't even recommend some of the organic pest control products that I used to recommend because they're unnecessarily toxic. We have other things to use that are totally non-toxic. Some of the things I used to recommend that I don't recommend anymore, like rotenone and pyrethrum and sabidia, they're kind of hard to find anyway, and they're neurotoxins just like diazinon and dursban, and so we don't recommend them anymore.
But see, I don't understand this at all. I'm not a very good gardener anyway, Howard. I struggle through it. My son is like my mom. They both have green thumbs, and you know, I always used to joke my mom could stick a pencil in the ground and it would sprout flowers. But me, I take, you know, all the plants they label easy. I can kill earthkind roses. I'm that bad. So well, it's sad.
The organic program is very simple. You simply stop using all that toxic stuff, and we've got guidelines on our website if people want to follow up and get the details. But you stop using the toxic materials, and then you start using things that stimulate life in the soil.
But see, I don't get that. I'm so bad. How could I possibly abandon chemicals and it still comes out? I mean, I don't get that.
Well, the organic fertilizers, starting with compost, work just as well. They actually work better. You don't have to fertilize as often. That's where one of the great cost savings come in. And so instead of using a 20-20-20 synthetic fertilizer, you use compost, you use compost tea, you use various natural meals, cottonseed meal, soy meal, those kinds of things. And they're available at all the stores and garden centers. Elliott's has just a wonderful selection of organic fertilizers that have a blend of the things in the one bag. So you simply open the bag, put it in the same fertilizer spreader that you use for chemicals, and you put out an organic fertilizer instead of a synthetic fertilizer. That's step one. Step two is you put out some rock, ground up rock, lava sand or zeolite or green sand. All those products are there also. And then the third thing, and it's really, really important, is put out sugar.
Sugar?
You can put out white sugar, or you can put out molasses. That's much, much better because it has more trace minerals, stimulates the biology in the soil better, and that's what I mean. That's the goal. That's the key, is to think about every time you buy something and put it out on your property, no matter whether it's commercial, residential, or whatever, does this product stimulate the life? Is it good for the earthworms? Is it good for the ladybugs? That's all you have to think about.
Okay, one quick question. When you say sugar, are there everything else I can relate to? The compost, the gravel, that gives you drainage, or the sand or whatever. Sugar, when you're putting a plant into the ground, let's say it's a 1 foot diameter pot, is it a small amount of sugar? How much do you use?
Well, good question, because I originally said don't use very much, and then we got kind of cavalier and tried it in larger amounts. We now recommend that you put out dry molasses at about 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. 1,000 square feet is like a big swimming pool.
Okay, can you put it in the bottom of a hole where you're planting a plant, for example?
Put a little bit in the bed preparation. You can put a little bit in the bottom of the hole. You can broadcast it on the surface, in the turf and beds, just like a fertilizer. What it does is that it stimulates very quickly the beneficial microbes in the soil, and those microbes are what give the plants the natural fertilizer instead of the synthetic stuff that we're trying to get people to get away from. Plus the fact, when you put out dry molasses, in most cases, not every one, but in most cases, it runs off all the fire ants off your property.
Listeners, if you've just joined us, we're visiting today with Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, here on Energize Green, and we're talking about Organic Gardening 101, some of the basics. And Howard, I was telling you, I'm not a very good gardener. I'm putting myself down a little bit because I've actually gotten a lot better the last few years, listening to you partly, of course, and you have a wonderful radio show yourself. But, in learning all of this stuff, the one thing that I have really developed respect for are all those microbes and worms. I've gotten worm crazy lately.
That's good. Yeah, if you see earthworms, you know you're moving in the right direction. But also, you want to see a lot of pollinators. You want to see the bees and the butterflies and the hummingbirds and the various wasps. When the wasps are out foraging on your property, they don't sting you. They don't care about it. They only are dangerous if you're threatening where they live. When they're out in your garden and flying all around, they won't hurt you at all.
And I actually watched a wasp land on one of our tomato plants and carry off a very small insect
the
other day.
That's right. They help you with insect control.
I had no clue that they were carnivores.
That's exactly right. They are. We want to help those meat eaters in the garden, the lizards and frogs and toads and little snakes and all that stuff. It's all part of the natural system.
Okay, for folks who are getting ready to get into organic gardening, how strongly do you recommend soil testing?
Got mixed emotions about it. You can go out and put out compost and organic fertilizers and some ground up granite or lava sand and green sand, the rocks I was talking about,
mm-hmm.
Put out some dry molasses, and you will have good production. And I don't care whether your soil is sandy, clay, acid, or alkaline. The soil test gives you a good baseline. gives you good information about where you're starting from.
Right.
But that simple system that I recommend of getting your lawn off of drugs it works anywhere in the United States. It works anywhere in the world. It works in any kind of climate, and it works in any kind of soil. The soil tests are just to give you a little bit more technical data if you want to tweak things. It's not necessary for the average gardener, the average homeowner.
Well, what kind of plants then do you recommend for beginners?
Well, it depends on where you are. In the Dallas-Fort Worth area, you know, I've written several books on plants. We try to help people with that. But the Internet is so great now, no matter where you are, you can do a quick search for what are the most foolproof plants wherever you live. I strongly recommend natives as the basis of your plant palette, and then use well-adapted introductions. Some of the introductions from other parts of the world I use in my own garden because they behave themselves and do very well. But I start with the natives. Long haul, the native plants will do the best for you, require the least amount of water, and have the least insect and disease problems.
Okay, we've been talking a lot lately on the show about composting, and I went down a few weeks ago and visited my friend Deb Tolman down in Clifton, Texas, and she's doing a really neat project. It's a keyhole garden. I don't know if you've seen those or not, but we were putting stuff in the keyhole garden to fill it that I was really surprised at, like phone books and shredded paper from a local office, all kinds of cardboard boxes and things. What do you think about people who put, you know, crazy stuff, Q-tips, in their compost piles?
I think anything that was once alive, which means all the paper products, can be composted. The ones you need to worry about a little bit are the ones that have a lot of ink on them. The inks can have some heavy metals. But if you compost properly, which means mix up a little bit of green with a little bit of brown, you put in some molasses, again, the sugar being a real nice key here, stimulate the biological activity in that pile. The best way to neutralize any kind of contaminant is with 140 to 150 degrees that you get from the microbes in the compost pile. So that's the way to get rid of contaminants wherever they are.
Fantastic. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Howard, I want to recommend, we're down here at Elliott's, and you've got some wonderful products here and some of your books also for sale. Listeners, come down and visit. We're here at Elliott's Hardware for the next couple of hours at the Recycling Roundup. Bring all your recyclable trash down, and you can dump it off here at Elliott's and have a lot of fun. We've got money savings going on from one end of the store to the other, and free goodies right here in the green department, right in the center of the store for everybody who tells us that you heard about us on Energize Green. Howard, thanks again.
Thank you, Andrea and Dan. We'll talk to you later.
Look forward to it.
You bet. And we'll be back with more Energize Green and Andrea Bond from Elliott's Hardware in just a moment.
On CNN 1190, it's Everything Internet with Ed Frazier and Lisa McKibben. The Internet is your gateway to success. Don't get lost in cyberspace. Join Ed and Lisa every Saturday from 1 to 2 as they show you the way to making a net profit with a net presence. Turn today's technology into tomorrow's success. Tune in to Everything Internet with Ed Frazier and Lisa McKibben. Saturday from 1 to 2 on CNN 1190.
Classic Super Roof, Roofs of Steel, has been in business since 1992. Don't allow the Texas weather to get the best of you. Protect your home with a metal roof and not like your granddad's. Get a Girard stone-coated steel roof that looks like thick cedar shakes or ceramic clay tiles. You can also have that Austin Hill Country look with their standing seam Mueller roofing panels. Call today or visit the website at superroof.com. There's a Super Roof near you, weathering the Texas storms.
Hi, this is Andrea Rideout, and I wanted to tell you about a fantastic deal going on right now at Elliott's Hardware. Through a special purchase, Elliott's is offering Energy Star rated compact fluorescent light bulbs at the incredible price of 99 cents. Don't settle for cheap imitations. These are premium grade UL approved CFLs with an average life of 10,000 hours. They'll cast a soft, warm white light all over your home. Choose from a 13-watt or a hefty 23-watt and save from just under $50 to over $75 over the life of the bulb when compared to an old-fashioned incandescent. At just 99 cents each, they're an incredible deal, but only while supplies last. So hurry into Elliott's and get some today. That's Elliott's Hardware at Maple and Medical District Drive in Dallas, Coit and Park in Plano, or Kearney and East Galloway in Mesquite. 99-cent compact fluorescent light bulbs. Wow, that's energizing. Elliott's Hardware, making hardware easy. And now Elliott's is your store for going green.
You're listening to Energize Green with Andrea Rideout and Dan the Solar Man Lipinski. Brought to you by Elliott's Hardware, right here on CNN 1190.
Welcome back to Energize Green. We are down in Dallas at Elliott's Hardware. We're here for a huge recycling event that's going on with Elliott's and the city of Dallas.
Hi, Andrea Bond.
Hi,
oh my golly, I'm so used to our Andrea, we have an Andrea today.
That's right. So remember the difference.
Yes, ma'am.
Although Andrea, we do so much together, sometimes I feel like the Bobbsey twins, Andrea and Andrea.
Oh, I answer to both of them, you know.
Well, we're just tickled to have you on today, and we're having a blast here at Elliott's. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours giving out all kinds of goodies, compliments of Elliott's Hardware. And what's going on now? I heard the first 50 folks in line today are getting some movie passes. I don't know if they have any of those left or not, but that's a pretty neat deal.
I don't know if they have any left either, but it's great. That is a part of the City of Dallas program. And also, we're giving away to everybody in line, we're giving away Elliott's coupons, good today only, for $5 off a $25 purchase.
Well, that's neat.
People have been coming through the line and dropping off all kinds of stuff. It's just been a fabulous day.
Well, I'm impressed.
Yeah, it's really neat. This is a great time to get rid of those old tires or that television that doesn't work anymore with the new digital. I mean, it's a great opportunity.
You know, even your kids' old clothes and shoes and stuff that they've outgrown over the summer getting ready for school next year. We have representatives here from the Salvation Army and Goodwill and Habitat for Humanity for old building equipment. And I mean, just everything you can imagine, you can pretty much recycle it here today at Elliott's.
Well, that's fabulous, and we want to mention the one who is the most super recycler is going to actually get a special prize, right?
That's right.
It's a secret.
It's a secret. Yeah, we can't tell.
I have no idea what it is.
Well, we've got lots of stuff back here in the green department, Andrea. I've got chip clips, notepads, pens, some really good coupons towards some of the specials that are going on here at Elliott's Hardware. Speaking of which, there's a great deal going on right now with a mail-in rebate on these 3M Filtrete air filters. I think you guys already had pretty much the lowest price in town. You're almost giving them away.
We do. We already have what's pretty much the lowest price in town across the board on all sizes and all of the different levels of filters. And then 3M is offering an additional, I think it's a $3 rebate. It's by mail. When you come into the store and you buy your filter, you can get a little coupon ticket thing that explains to you where to turn and mail your receipt to and get your $3 back.
And I know they work well. We use them at home. Now, I also know that you've got compact fluorescent lights at 99 cents, and I want to let people know I bought some, and these are not the cheapy junk lamps. These are really good. Put some in our kitchen, and they work extremely well.
That's awesome, Dan. They're a really good bulb. They're a great deal, and that's brought to us in part by Encore Energy. They helped us arrange this special promotion with the 99 cents. CFLs.
And to add my 2 cents to that 99, they are a screaming deal. I mean, I'm sitting here at 99 cents. That's a super deal.
It is.
Well,
amazing.
And I've seen the 99 cent bulbs around town, but they're the real cheapy ones. These are not. These are the 10,000 watt rating. I mean, 10,000 hour rating.
Right.
They're also Energy Star rated, which a lot of the cheap bulbs are not Energy Star
rated.
And that
is important.
And the best thing is, not only do you have the 13 watters, which is like a 60-watt bulb equivalent, but you've got the 23 watters, which is like a 100-watt bulb. That's fantastic.
Right. We were lucky to get the two sizes in.
Roughly, Dan, you're kind of the expert on this. What do you save over the life of a bulb? Let's say the small ones, those 13 watters, in the ballpark of how much money are you going to save?
The box will say somewhere around $45. I've actually done the calculations and the measurements, and that's actually closer to $70 over the life of the lamp.
And what about the big ones?
And the big ones save close to $100 compared to an incandescent.
Can you imagine?
That's just great.
And that is not somebody else's numbers. Those are my measurements. I know that for a a fact, I can sit down and show somebody how that's derived. So they do save you money, especially the more that you use, the more it becomes apparent.
Okay, I have a question for you, Andrea. What if somebody's been using compact fluorescents or maybe even the long tubes or whatever? Mm-hmm. Can they bring those down to Elliott's today at the recycling roundup?
Absolutely they can. They can bring those back today or every day. We take back compact fluorescent bulbs every day that we are open, which is 6 days a week.
Now, I know you like them wrapped up in, like a Ziploc bag or something,
we
if possible?
We prefer them in a Ziploc bag, just in case they get broken or something. That'll help protect the environment and people handling them.
Sure.
And then the compact fluorescent, the compacts are free. Some of the longer tubes, I think more than 4 feet, we have to charge a little bit for those just because we are charged to ship them back. But everything else is free, and
okay,
you can bring them in anytime to any of our three stores in Dallas, Plano, or Mesquite.
And I also know that you'll take back pretty much any kind of battery, right?
We
anytime.
Do. Yes, any kind. We do that in cooperation with our great supplier, Interstate Batteries, who happen to be here
Yay.
Today as well. And we'll take back any kind of batteries, including automobile batteries, little bitty ear hearing aid batteries, A, B, C, everything.
Okay, fantastic. Listeners, I want to mention again now, we are down here at Elliott's Hardware. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. We would love for you to come down to this special event. It's the Dallas Recycling Roundup. And if you're a City of Dallas resident, they may still have some movie tickets out there. I know the first 50 cars that came through got movie tickets. But anybody who comes down, you're going to get a $5 off coupon you can use in Elliott's today. We've got all kinds of goodies back here in the green department. They're absolutely free. Compliments of Elliott's Hardware and Energize Green and lots of the vendors that are being represented down here today. So come down and see us. 99-cent compact fluorescent light bulbs. You can't beat them. And we're here. We'd love to meet you. And we'll be back with more Energize Green in just a moment.
Got a job, or at least a job you like? If not, log on to CNN1190.com and check out the virtual job fair. CNN 1190 is now your best source to finding a new career. Log on to CNN1190.com. Keyword, job fair.
Want to save some money on your next energy bill? Why not start at the top with a new Cool Roof from Classic Super Roof? A Cool Roof protects your home from the top on down with a built-in radiant barrier that reflects the sun's heat to keep your home more comfortable all year long. You might also save some bucks on your homeowner's insurance because Super Roofs are super tough.
Hi, this is Andrea Rideout from Energize Green. Classic Super Roof has been installing Cool Roofs for folks across North Texas for over a decade. Super Roof's volume buying power helps them save you money without sacrificing quality. So save some dough and keep your cool with a Cool Roof from Classic Super Roof, just like I did on my own home.
Call Classic Super Roof today at Metro 817-268-1500. That's 817-268-1500. Or visit superroof.com. That's Super Roof with one R. Super Roof is the home of Texas Superdog. Woof!
There's a new way to shop for leather. The Leather Sofa Company. Your shopping experience is like no other. It's easy and affordable. Whether your taste is traditional or contemporary, they have a style to suit your needs. Their distinctful designs are tailored to fit your space, and you can personalize your furniture to reflect your lifestyle. You're choosy about your home. Be choosy about your leather. For a location nearest you, visit leathersofaco.com.
I'm Pete Rundle, host of Race Talk, the motorsports talk show, and we're moving to High Noon on Saturdays right here on CNN 1190. NASCAR, NHRA, IndyCar Series, we cover it all every Saturday at High Noon. Also, we bring you up to speed on all the local racing action going on right here in the Metroplex. So for your motorsports fix, join us at High Noon every Saturday for Race Talk right here on CNN 1190. And remember, keep your racing on the track, not on the street.
You're listening to Energize Green with home improvement guru Ask Andrea, Andrea Rideout, and Dan the Solar Man Lipinski, right here on CNN 1190.
All right, welcome back to Energize Green. We are down here at Elliott's Hardware. Dan,
it is sitting
fun.
Here. It's the end of August. It's hot outside,
woo-hoo!
And we're talking did you know that insulation doesn't just keep you warm in the winter, but it helps keep you cool in the summer?
That's right. And Garland Insulating, which is a local family-owned company. As a matter of fact, I know the folks at Garland Insulating. Farrell Drum and I have known each other for many, many years. They do a super-duper job keeping all of us warmer and cooler. And they're in a special new cooperative program with Elliott's Hardware right down where we are today, where if folks come into the Elliott stores, they can find out more about Garland Insulating and actually get a referral right to having it done for them. So that's pretty neat.
Insulation, you know, people think of it as, gee, how does it help keep you cooler? It actually just slows or stops in this case. It really slows the migration of heat from one side to the other. So in the summertime, you want to keep the cool inside. You want to keep the warm outside, and it slows that process. And in the winter, just the opposite. Warm on the inside, cold on the outside, but insulation in general. And that is one of the biggest things you can do, simplest things for your home.
And that's exactly right. And, you know, we had Chris Dugas on the show last week from Johns Manville Insulation, talking about R-value. And I didn't really understand that R-value is actually a measurement of heat transfer.
R stands for resistance.
Yeah, resistance. And see, I didn't know that.
The resistance to the movement of heat.
Every week when I do this show, I learn something new.
I do too.
It's great.
And you know what? Another thing that he said was, gee, you can put the new insulation right on top of the old. You don't have to take the old out. You can mix them.
Well, I'll tell you what. Chris Dugas was so good on last week's show. I think we ought to just call him on the phone and just get him back on again. What do you think?
I have some more questions. That last week, it just went too fast.
Well, let's just do it. Ring, ring, ring. Hello, hello. Is anyone home?
Hello.
Hello. Is this Chris Dugas?
It is.
With Johns Manville?
The one and only.
Oh, my gosh. We are just so happy to have you. This is Andrea Rideout with Energize Green.
Hey, Andrea. Great to talk to you again.
Yeah. Well, we enjoyed you so much last week. We just couldn't stand not having you down here at the Elliott's Hardware event that's going on.
Well, you've got my number. Just call anytime.
Well, you know, we might just call you at 3 o'clock in the morning just to say hi. See if you're up, you know. Having
you
that might, glass of wine or whatever. You
never
might
know. Get my voicemail, but give me a shot.
I bet we'd get your voicemail.
Well, we got radiant barrier. You need a write-out barrier.
That's right, yeah. Right. Andrea, write-out barrier. That's right. Okay, let's move on to something serious here, okay?
All right.
A lot of folks that are coming down here to Elliott's Hardware today are thinking about having their attic insulated, or they're thinking about getting radiant barrier, and we've been sending to our friends at Garland Insulating. Now, I know you there at Johns Manville, you guys actually supply product to the folks at Garland Insulating. What kinds of product do you supply?
You know, they use an awful lot of our blowing wool, which is the loose fill insulation that goes up in your attic. And I'll give them a shameless plug because they're absolutely one of the elite contractors in the Metroplex for Dallas-Fort Worth. So I would trust them in my attic. You should in yours, too.
Well, we sure love them. They're good guys. Really good group of folks.
They're great people.
Now, you know, we hear a lot about radiant barrier, and we talk about it a lot here on the show. You guys don't make radiant barrier at Johns Manville, do you?
We do not, at least not yet.
What do you think of it, just as a personal thing?
Oh, I think the radiant product is an excellent product. It absolutely will lower the temperature within your attic area, and although we don't live in our attics, by lowering that temperature and making it not so warm in your attic, that's less cooling that your house has to worry about during these summer months. So I think the product's very worthwhile.
Well, when you install a radiant barrier in the attic, do you have a preferred, you know, in your own opinion? I mean, I realize that there's people talk about the spray-on, people talk about the foil. What do you know what the difference is between them?
I think it really boils down to the proper installation of the product.
So whether or not you can have foil depends on how your attic is configured, or whether you have to go with spray depends on that as well.
I think really you could use either product in either application. Once again, it's just making sure that you've got a quality contractor like a Garland Insulation who knows how to apply it, whether it's a sprayed-on application or whether it's a foil application. As long as it's installed properly, you're going to get your maximum value out of them. I think they're both good products.
Okay, I got a question for you. Let's get back on insulation for just a minute. Now, you guys make fiberglass, okay?
We do.
Can I bring up the enemy here?
Sure, please.
How about cellulose and foam? Because we're hearing, especially it seems like these days, a lot about foam. And then there's always that argument, which is better, fiberglass or cellulose? You know, you guys make fiberglass, so I'm sure that you're kind of partial to that. But can you speak about the other two as well?
Oh, sure. Sure, I sure can. And it's a great question, Andrea, because you're right. As people get more and more concerned about their energy bills, the foam product has become very popular. People are getting more attuned to what's available out there to help them with their electricity bills. But the difference in the products is really pretty simple. Fiberglass is basically made of a sand. We melt down sand, and we use a little bit of recycled product, recycled glass products. Typically, fiberglass tends to be the highest R value per inch in the industry. Cellulose is a recycled newspaper, so the recycled content is excellent. It's higher than fiberglass, and it's treated with a boric acid to keep it from more flame resistant.
Okay.
Where fiberglass tends to be naturally non-combustible, theirs needs to be treated. But the foam, of course, is the third one we were talking about, and that's really a chemical reaction of two different additives. It expands quickly to fill your wall cavity or fill your roof cavity, and it really, from an R-value standpoint, in a 2x4 cavity, there's not a huge amount of R-value difference in all three of these products.
Okay. Well, and again, a lot of it comes down to application. And
it does come down to application, a little bit to cost. You know,
and cost, because I was just about to say the foam is by far the most expensive of the three.
It certainly is. I'm not here to bash any products, but I would tell you the cellulose product, you can only apply it in a wall in a sprayed application. They don't make it in a bat form.
Okay.
Where fiberglass, you can spray it in the wall, and we make a product that's called a bat that goes
true.
In the wall. And then, of course, your foam is sprayed in the wall. Typically, cellulose tends to be a little less expensive product purchased by the bag. Fiberglass falls in the middle, and foam is absolutely the most expensive by a pretty good shot. But, you know, the foam is an excellent air barrier, so it's kind of a dual purpose. It really depends on what you're after in the home.
Okay. Well, we've got about 30 seconds left. Can you talk to us at all, Dale, about the tax benefits? What are we seeing some good tax savings from the government right now?
Great, great question, Andrea. You know, we figure that there are probably between 45 and 60 million under-insulated homes out there. It's a great time. There is an energy tax credit available to all the homeowners listening out there, where you can save up to 30% on your upgrade for a maximum of $1,500. So you can spend up to $4,500 on an energy efficient upgrade and get up to $1,500 back from the federal government on your tax return.
Great. And our friends at Garland Insulating, of course, know all about those. They know how to maximize those tax savings. And we sure appreciate you, Chris. Love having you guys listening to the show, too, there at Johns Manville. And we appreciate your time today coming on with Energize Green.
I appreciate the opportunity, Andrew. Please feel free to call anytime at all, and thanks for all the work you do.
Okay, and we're going to be back with more information about this exciting
recycling
roundup that's going on down here at Elliott's Hardware. It's a frenzy, so come on down and get in line, turn in those tires, TVs, whatever you've got. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours giving away lots of goodies to all the listeners from Energize Green. Come see us.
If you're looking for windows and doors, the Energy Shop specializes in sales and service of Geldwin and Anderson wood windows and patio doors. They also carry Velux's complete line of roof windows, skylights, sun tunnels, and solar water heaters. The Energy Shop. Beautiful ways to save energy. Call them at 972-661-0688 or visit EnergyShopInc.com to find directions to their new location in Carrollton. The Energy Shop.
Want to save some money on your next energy bill? Why not start at the top with a new Cool Roof from Classic Super Roof? A Cool Roof protects your home from the top on down with a built-in radiant barrier that reflects the sun's heat to keep your home more comfortable all year long. You might also save some bucks on your homeowner's insurance because Super Roofs are super tough.
Hi, this is Andrea Rideout from Energize Green. Classic Super Roof has been installing Cool Roofs for folks across North Texas for over a decade. Super Roof's volume buying power helps them save you money without sacrificing quality. So save some dough and keep your cool with a Cool Roof from Classic Super Roof, just like I did on my own home.
Call Classic Super Roof today at Metro 817-268-1500. That's 817-268-1500. Or visit superroof.com. That's Super Roof with one R. Super Roof is the home of Texas Superdog. Woof!
How do you fight high energy costs? With big savings. The Department of Energy estimates that property insulating your home can cut your energy bills by up to 30%. And now you can also get a federal tax credit of up to $1,500 for boosting your insulation. These are the kind of savings that really add up. Plus, your home will be more comfortable too. So there's never been a better time to insulate. And Garland Insulating can make it easy. The experts at Garland Insulating will help you choose from fiberglass insulation, cellulose insulation, or spray-in foam.
They also offer other ways to reduce your heating and cooling costs, such as radiant barriers, attic tents, and more. So save energy with Garland Insulation today at 214-341-0254. That's 214-341-0254. Be sure to tell them you heard about them on Energize Green. Call 214-341-0254 today or visit youcanbuycoalnow.com.
This is Jim Dark. Join me Saturday for Straight Shooting, brought to you by the National Rifle Association. We'll talk about guns, your right to keep and bear arms, and all the ways you can enjoy your American right to gun ownership. Tune in right here Saturday from 3 to 4 on CNN 1190. Brought to you by the NRA.
You're listening to Energize Green with Andrea Rideout and Dan the Solar Man Lipinski, right here on CNN 1190.
All right, welcome back to Energize Green. We're down here at Elliott's Hardware, and we're having a blast. The recycling roundoff is kicking off outside. They've got cars lined up with folks with all kinds of stuff.
All kinds of people outside waiting.
Tires, TVs,
Styrofoam.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. All kinds of cool stuff. And I've got Renee Chatham. She's a recycling outreach specialist with the City of Dallas Sanitation Services. And we're just tickled to have you here, Renee. And you guys are doing a great job down here. And it's really getting started, I guess, at 10. But, man, you've had folks lined up for a while. That's cool. You've done a good job getting the word out, I think.
Thank you. Thank you.
You bet. Now, tell us a little bit about this summer recycling roundup, and I guess how many have you had so far?
Well, we do them each quarter, and it's actually at multiple locations, and we've tried to develop it into a competition between the different, there are four different locations, at Dallas International School and Elliott, Stonewall Jackson Elementary, and Mountain View College. So we try to hit each district, a different council district, each quarter.
And how do you determine who wins?
Based on how many people have the most cars come through, and the weight is the ultimate decision. Afterwards, the vendors report back to us a weight of what they collected.
And what do you get for first prize?
Well, the first prize winners as
a group.
You
get to be mayor. You get to be mayor next year, I heard, right?
Well, there's a drawing for that we pull out from each location, and that's who's deemed a super recycler. And last time we gave out Ranger tickets to that person.
Oh, wow. Hey.
Then, in addition, the group is recognized. We carry their photo, the volunteers that we have that work the site, carry their photo over to the next quarterly campaign, and it's included on the flyer and all the advertising. We throw them a party with a cake, and we give them a certificate, and then we also give them a movie pass party.
So and how many people typically come through? How many people typically come through at one of these?
Anywhere between 200 and 400 per location.
200 and 400.
Uh-huh.
And that's just in the course of 4 hours. Now, it started at 10. What time does it finish?
At 5.
So it goes all day.
Yes.
Okay, I was just kind of curious. So the winners get all kinds of prizes, tickets, movie tickets you're giving away to the first 50 people that come through. What kind of items can the residents bring into this to help contribute?
Well, I heard you mention styrofoam, and we were real excited to add styrofoam before to the last two previous roundups, but that company that we were using has gone out of business. So none of the soft plastics or styrofoam are included this time. The good side is that we've added building materials. We've got Habitat for Humanity coming in. So that's going to be new for us this time. And anything that's reusable, doors, fans, any kind of hardware or lighting fixtures now can all go to Habitat for Humanity.
So any reusable building materials like that will also be accepted and, in this case, recycled for use elsewhere.
Right. The philosophy is there's several different stations, and at first we try to go to the donation trailers. Both Salvation Army and the Goodwill are there. And so then to the electronics recycler if an item is at its end of life.
Well, do you have to be a Dallas resident in order to participate?
No, sir. You do not.
So it's open to anyone.
You do have to be a resident to get a movie pass.
Ah.
Okay. And that's the first 50 folks who come through.
The first 50 folks get 2 movie passes.
Neat.
Okay. Is there anything they cannot bring?
Well, styrofoam is the big thing, and household chemicals. A lot of folks are under the impression that they can bring paints and chemicals, and Roundup is not appropriate for that. That needs to go to the home collection center.
Okay, I'm confused. You just said styrofoam, but in previous ones it said styrofoam if it was bagged.
Right. That company that we were using, the vendor that was taking Styrofoam, has gone out of business.
Oh, my golly.
So here we've been
Metro
promoting
Foam
it.
Has gone out of business.
Listeners.
We are not able to take Styrofoam this time.
This is important, then. Listeners, we've been telling you for weeks, bring Styrofoam. In this case, oops, last minute change. We can't have that here today.
Yeah, that's real important. Exactly. Well, you know, save all that Styrofoam to use for packing. That's what I always do because Christmas is right around the corner. You're going to be shipping packages.
Exactly.
So I love using old Styrofoam for packing. Okay, while we've got you here on the line, I want to let everybody know you can call 311 for more information or visit greendallas.net. Renee, anything else you want to tell folks? We've got just a few seconds left.
Yes, actually, for the very first time, we're going to have a live shredding truck at Mountain View College.
So they will
be actually shredding on site where you can feed boxes. Before the past, we've only had the shred pod, which will be at Stonewall Jackson Elementary.
Okay.
And you can only, it's just a secured container and you have to feed one document at a time. So if you've got a lot of shredding and boxes, there's no limit. You can take it to Mountain View.
Fantastic. And that's all day today.
And destroy them for free. Yes.
Wonderful. GreenDallas.net is the website, or just visit Energize Green. We've got a link right there. And folks, come down and see us. We're here at Elliott's for the next couple hours and the recycling roundups going on all day. Renee, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
We'll be back in just a moment with more Energize Green.
Start your day. CNN 1190 AM headline news with all the top news and business stories. Plus, Nancy Grace Live.
We just heard from Ricky Kleeman about people surrounding her.
Okay.
I'd like to finish.
And Showbiz Tonight. Stay informed and in tune with the world of news, business, sports, and entertainment with CNN 1190 headline news.
They floored your neighbors, and you'll be amazed at what they're doing now. PTI Hardwoods, your complete custom hardwood flooring specialist, is now PTI Hardwoods Luxurious Interiors. Come see their extensive display of custom furnished hardwood flooring, some even hand-scraped, plus sea stone, tile, carpet flooring choices, cabinets, granite or soapstone countertops, wooden shutters, specialty wiring, and more. So visit PTI Hardwoods at 1101 Ohio, just east of Preston and south of Plano Parkway, or call 214-778-2462 for details.
Hi, this is Andrea Rideout, and I wanted to tell you about a fantastic deal going on right now at Elliott's Hardware. Through a special purchase, Elliott's is offering Energy Star rated compact fluorescent light bulbs at the incredible price of 99 cents. Don't settle for cheap imitations. These are premium grade UL approved CFLs with an average life of 10,000 hours. They'll cast a soft, warm white light all over your home. Choose from a 13 watt or a hefty 23 watt and save from just under $50 to over $75 over the life of the bulb when compared to an old-fashioned incandescent. At just 99 cents each, they're an incredible deal, but only while supplies last. So hurry into Elliott's and get some today. That's Elliott's Hardware at Maple and Medical District Drive in Dallas, Coit and Park in Plano, or Kearney and East Galloway in Mesquite. 99-cent compact fluorescent light bulbs. Wow, that's energizing. Elliott's Hardware, making hardware easy. And now Elliott's is your store for going green.
You're listening to Energize Green with Andrea Rideout and Dan the Solar Man Lipinski. Brought to you by Elliott's Hardware, right here on CNN 1190.
All right, we're down here at Elliott's Hardware, and we're in the green department. We're kind of coming to the end of our part of the recycling roundup, at least on the air. We're going to be here for a couple more hours handing out all kinds of goodies. We've got lots of freebies here for everybody that drops by. Just come back to the green department. Tell us that you heard about it on Energize Green, and we've got some nifty things here.
Free.
Free, that's right. And one of the coolest products back here is from Munster Milling Pet Food Company. This is a very old company, actually, that's making a really neat, I think of it as kind of a new product. It's a dog food that's made out of all natural ingredients, and they have cat food and llama food and horse feed, all kinds of things. And I've got Ronnie Felderhoff here with us, and he's going to talk to us a little bit about Munster Milling Company. Hey, Ronnie, happy to have you.
Hey, great to be here. How are you doing, Andrea?
Oh, just doing wonderful. Now, tell us, Dan and I are here, and we want to know a little bit about the history of your company, because I know you guys have been around for a long time.
Well, my grandfather bought the company. It was a flour mill in 1932.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Flour for human consumption. And he would just do small amounts. You know, the farmers would bring in 100 pounds, or you'd go buy 100 pounds of wheat and bring it in, and he'd grind it, and the wife would take it home and bake bread for them.
Well, that's neat.
With the advent of the bakeries finally getting out to the rural areas and bringing hauling bread out here, they stopped. The women could not wait to stop making bread three or four times a week for their family.
I bet, yeah.
So he converted it over to an animal feed mill.
Well, that's pretty neat.
And then my father was joined the company in 47, and I joined it in 1974. Fourth generation, my son Mitch joined me 2 years ago.
Oh, that's cool. So it's really a family affair.
Very family.
Yeah.
Been now, around a while.
Right down to the dogs.
Right, yeah, we've gone to the dogs now.
Well, I know your dog food is really kind of the leader of the pack, no pun intended, when it comes to Munster Wolf. Pet foods. That's right. And Riley, my little Scotty dog, she loves Munster. Matter of fact, it's kind of funny. It's the only food I've ever found that I can use as her dog food, but she'll also do tricks for it. Like, I can use use it as a little treat.
Yeah.
So she loves it. It must taste really good. I have to admit, I have not tasted it yet myself.
Why not? I have to taste it all the time.
Oh, you have to taste. Okay, well, maybe I'll give it a try. Who knows? They say dog food's good for you.
It's organic.
Well, the dogs eat better than what humans do.
I bet they do. Now, what makes Munster dog food better than something I could just go to the grocery store and buy off the shelf?
Well, I make it, Andrea.
There's love in every bag, right?
Yeah, yeah. We put our lederhosens on and we start making it up here in Munster.
I believe it. We got to come down there and see that.
There you go.
Wow.
But anyway, we are a very quality-minded company. We do use most of the ingredients are from here in North Texas. We buy from a lot from the local farmers, but then, you know, we try and buy as local as we can. In that instance, we're green in that respect that we don't have to have things hauled in from so far away to make it. And the distribution, you don't have as much skill involved in distributing it. But back with the dog food, we use a unique five-grain blend of grains.
Grain.
Mm-hmm. We don't just do one or two like most dog foods do. Most dog foods have just one or two grains in it. The dogs can develop allergy to a single-source carbohydrate that way. When you split the carbohydrates up and you put more of different types of carbohydrates in there, you have less chances of developing an allergy to that.
Well, see, that's a good point because I told you about Riley. Well, her brother from the same litter is McDuff. And McDuff breaks out. He gets, like, spots all over his tummy and stuff if he eats anything with corn in it. Now, they were not raised together. My niece had him, and she was feeding him a different dog food. But is that why it is? There must have been a high corn content then in whatever they fed him as a puppy?
Very well could have been. I mean, there's all sorts of things that can cause the allergies. And, you know, all dogs are people just like humans. Why is so-and-so allergic to or is lactose intolerant and somebody else might not be or their brother might not be? So
sure.
It can work the same way with dogs, but that's one of the reasons a lot of veterinarians really like our dog food. The other reason, another thing is omega fatty acid. We have a high omega-3 fatty acid. Fish oil, pharmaceutical grade fish oil, and that's ocean water fish oil, not fresh water. You don't get the omega-3s from fresh water.
Right.
And from flaxseed. Just really makes a nice coat. It helps create a healthier immune system.
Boy, it sounds like it'd make my hair look good, too. Flaxseed and fish oil. Man, I am going to try it.
Yeah.
Well, I really appreciate you being on with us. And we've got some Munster dog food samples down here, folks. Come down to Elliott's Hardware. Dan Lipinski and I are going to be here for the next couple hours with the Energized Green crew. Ronnie, we really appreciate you coming on the show today.
Well, I appreciate you having me. Call me again when you have more time.
Okay. All right, we'll do it. And folks, we're right here at Elliott's Hardware on Maple Avenue. It's the Recycling Roundup. You can visit energizedgreen.com to find out more about what's going on down here all day today. Dan, what do you say we go out and shake some hands?
I'm looking forward to that, too. It's nice to be able to talk to the people that you actually talk to.
That's right. And we'll see you next week, of course, with more Energized Green.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station or Clear Channel Communications.